Of course, you know, this is the week to give thanks. Especially, I mean, we give thanks all year, but we emphasize giving thanks. And of course, we give thanks to God, right? That's what we should do. Give thanks to God, of course, for everything that He has blessed us with. Stand here. All right. Okay. So, however, how do you show God appreciation? How do you say, what is one of the best ways to give thanks to God? And it says here, 1 Thessalonians 5:10, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. So what is one of the best ways to give thanks to God and build each other up at the same time? Thank you, Rob. Thank you. Can you hear me now? Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? This is not a commercial. This is one of the best ways to build a person up and show gratitude to God is to show appreciation for, I'm just going to say a person, okay? A person. If you want to show God, I can't move. If you want to show God thanks and say thanks to God and show appreciation to God, one of the best ways to do it is to show appreciation to someone else, to each other. Amen? Because He says, what you have done to these, the least of these, you have done unto me. All right? So, a common complaint, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a child, whether it's an employee, or whatever it is, one of the common complaints is that I do not feel appreciated. Can you relate with that? Yeah, why is that? That really should not be. That really should not be. And I'm going to show you why. But the irony and the sad thing is that the thing that we long for most, one of the things we long for most and need most is being appreciated. That's just the basic, we just want to be valued, right? Just tell me I matter. That I'm important to you. So Paul in 1 Thessalonians 1:2 says, we always give thanks for all of you. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. Paul always says that. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Why, and I'll come back to this again, but one of the reasons is because giving thanks is showing appreciation to someone is a Christian virtue. It's a Christian virtue. You know, we have different various virtues. Giving appreciation to someone, not only God, but to each other, is a Christian virtue. Did you know that? As Christians, we are called to different things. One of the things we are called to, of course, we're called to be kind. We're called to have self-control and all this other stuff. But one of the things is to show appreciation for each other. Here's the thing, though. The Christian rationale. Am I on? No. The Christian rationale, sadly enough, a lot of times, is that we use the Christian rationale to say that if someone is not in the right, that they don't deserve to be appreciated. That's the thing. If you behave correctly and you are good, then you deserve appreciation. But if you don't behave and you're in the wrong, then you certainly don't deserve to be appreciated. That is a Christian rationale that is often mistaken, and is something that we do, and we shun people. We say, God, we even go to the extent of saying, God will punish you for that. And that is a Christian rationale that we often make the big mistake of. Romans 5:8, it says here, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Right? So God, even when we're in the wrong, he still shows appreciation through love. Right? So if God does it, how could we not? Again, showing virtue is to people is a Christian virtue. Here are some of the ways you can show appreciation. You don't always have to say, oh, I appreciate you. You don't have to say it in words necessarily. But it could be a word. It could be, number one, a kind and thoughtful word in due season. You know, that just really turns a person's day around, right? Have you had someone say something nice to you suddenly out of the blue and you didn't expect it? And you're like, wow. We're going to try this one more time. Am I on? No? No? Okay. Testing. Oh! Right. I didn't hit that button. I just want you to know. Okay. All right. I think we got this. Okay. Finally got it. Woo! Now I can roam. I'm free to move about the country. That's not another commercial. This sermon is sponsored by. Okay. Too many commercials. Okay. The second way we could show appreciation is giving someone a listening ear. Just taking the time to sit there and listen it could be huge for a person. It gives the message, you're important to me. Important enough for me to sit here and give you my time and my ear. And three, being helpful. When you're helpful to someone, it gives that message that you're important to them. You appreciate them. Number four, a smile. Come on, we can all do that, right? Just give a person a smile. It doesn't cost you anything. And people, when you smile at them, it just instantly means I appreciate you. You know, you are important to me. In a very small, subtle way, okay? Giving your time and your resources. So if you give your time and you give of money or whatever it is, you know, that just tells them that they are important to you. They matter. And that you appreciate them. And finally, being empathetic. Empathy. That is where you put yourself in a person's shoes. Okay? And if a person feels like, wow, this person is really trying to understand me and really trying to put himself or herself in my shoes, you know, that really goes a long way to just give the message of appreciation. And so there's various ways you can do it. Okay, and so this is all part of the way that God wants us to build each other up. That's what he wants us to do. Don't tear each other down, build each other up.
by doing these things, show appreciation not only to those who deserve it, but to those who don't. Appreciation and love are sisters. Okay? Which is easier? Love or appreciation?
I know you're torn, but I think appreciation's easier. That's just personally me. Love is like a lot more invested. But appreciation, I don't know, maybe not. But they're sisters. They're very close. And so here it is. God says, love your enemies, right? I mean, that's so hard. But he could have easily said, appreciate your enemies. Very close, sisters, very close sisters, right? You know, sometimes I must say that I've had enemies, not enemies, but people that I thought, you know, were a little bit antagonistic. I've had people say things to me, and you know, it hurt. It hurt. Your enemies will say things to you that your friends will never say, but you need to hear. That's the thing, is that you think, yeah, friends are great, and maybe a true friend, a close friend, will tell you something that you need to hear, but your enemy, your enemy, given the chance, will tell you straight truths about you that you may not hear from anyone else, and you need to appreciate that. That's something you could practically appreciate and will help you. No pain, no gain. All right. The opposite of appreciation is keeping record of wrongs. Neglect or criticizing. So this is why 1 Corinthians says love, true love does not keep a record of wrongs, right? And so if you're doing any of these three, it could be headed towards the wrong direction, the opposite of appreciation. Because the things we do or say can really affect how a person feels. For example, one of the best examples, right? Zacchaeus. We love Zacchaeus. We love to sing about Zacchaeus. Everybody hated Zacchaeus. Most unappreciated, one of the most unappreciated guys in the Bible. On top of that, he was short, okay? And just, anyway, I'm not going to go into that. Okay, so, but short people are wonderful. Some of the best people you'll ever meet. Because I'm married to one! So I know! And I appreciate her so much! She's the light of my life. As they say, the best things come in small packages. And it so holds true. Okay, anyway, I'm forgiven now. Anyway, so Zacchaeus, he's, you know, he's up in the tree and all that, and nobody likes him. And here comes Jesus. And he knows this. He knows that Zacchaeus is the most hated guy in town. And nobody appreciates him. And so he comes and he, of all the people in town, he comes and stops in front of Zacchaeus, who's up in the tree. And Jesus looks up at him and says, Zacchaeus, come on down. Because why? I'm going to eat lunch today at your house. And in most cases, it's rude to invite yourself over to someone's house for lunch. But in this case, Zacchaeus, because of who Jesus was, it was an honor.
it was a total honor. If Jesus says, I'm going to come to your house, it would have been an honor for most everybody, except there were a few who hated Jesus. But most everybody, they thought, they saw him as a prophet, as a great person of God, and a lot of people did. And so it was an honor. It was a great, and so when Jesus says to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house today to eat. I mean, his value level shot up through the roof. And people were like, Zacchaeus, he's going to Zacchaeus' house. And so Jesus goes there, and Zacchaeus is just so moved and overjoyed that Jesus would come to his house, the most hated person. And here was the most important person, Jesus, who was showing appreciation to Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus totally felt it and was just eating it up. And Zacchaeus is so moved, what happens? By this attention and appreciation that Jesus gives him, what happens? He changes. Did you know that? Did you know that appreciation can change a person? For those of you who are trying to change someone, I've got an advice for you. And I know this is not easy. I know this is not easy. But sometimes when we're trying to change someone, we do it the wrong way. And it brings about the opposite effect. You know, sometimes we get hard, sometimes we criticize, sometimes we, whatever it is, we nitpick. And it brings about the opposite of what you're trying to achieve. Try appreciation. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. As it did for Zacchaeus, it could change a person. Remember the woman caught in adultery? One of the most scorned people in the Bible. Condemned, everybody condemned, condemned, condemned. And Jesus comes and he says, I don't condemn you. I appreciate you. Go and sin no more. And we believe that she changed. She changed for the better. Appreciation changes people to want to become better people. You gotta believe it. But do it because it's a Christian virtue. It is what God calls us to. Remember this, the story. We've been inundated with this. The story of the fires. And, you know, that one nurse in paradise where, you know, the hospital was becoming engulfed, and she tried to save the patients with everyone, and she herself was catching on fire. It was just a wild, wild story. But in the midst of that story, what they showed was that she makes a phone call. And she makes a phone call to her children and to her loved ones, and to tell them that she loves them, because she, you know, may not make it out alive. And, you know, I mean, it's one of those moments where you're like, and then, you know, you're like, you see this point in this moment in this woman's life where she realizes, man, I need to say this.
I need to tell my loved ones that I love them and I appreciate them. And I've seen this happen time and time again. When people are in these moments where they know they're going to most likely die, they call their loved ones to tell them, what? I love you. Why? Why? Because it's important that their love, they want their loved ones to know, despite everything, I love you. And they don't want that, you know, they don't want to regret. They don't want their loved ones to have misunderstandings before they go. They want to make it clear before it's too late. So that's what I tell you. That's my message for all of you, all of us. Before it's too late, before you regret, before you lose your loved one, while you still have them, do what you can to show them that you truly love them and appreciate them. Because you'll never regret that. You will never regret that. Okay. As we close today, I want us to see a final video as we close today. Once in a while, I see a really good video, and this one is a good one. All right. Thank you.
Just like this little boy who, though he's blind, he sees this flower, wilting flower, as a beautiful rose. God is like that. God is like that with us. And he wants us to be like that with each other. Blind appreciation. Unconditional appreciation. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Lord, wow, what a difference. What a different world this would be if everyone did their part in showing appreciation to those around them. What power appreciation has, you know, because you show that to us and you changed our lives. Help us to believe. Help us to believe in the power of appreciation and the power that you can work through us to change others when we are channels for you of appreciation to the world. So help us to this end, and we thank you and praise you, and give us a blessed Thanksgiving week. We pray in your wonderful and blessed name. Amen. Oh, we have a closing song. Sorry. You guys can take it.
My vision.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to thee, save as thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Sleeping, thy presence, my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word. I ever with thee, thou with me, Lord.
547.
Bride and son, heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Do, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen.
Amen.